Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid package that includes more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington.
Ukraine has suffered months of setbacks on the battlefield due to ammo and air defenses running low. Also in the bill, $26 billion to support Israel, along with humanitarian aid for Gaza, where Israel's war against Hamas continues and could soon escalate in the city of Rafah.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University today to talk with Jewish students. The Supreme Court today taking up one state abortion ban. Idaho prevents the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors have sued, though, saying they are afraid to offer emergency procedures to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try once again today to repeal the Supreme Court's decision upholding an 1860s abortion law. This is ABC News. For a lot of us, the American dream of owning a home is still out of reach.
More than retiring, having a successful career, having kids, or owning a car, Americans say owning a home is an essential part of the American dream, according to a new Bankrate survey. But what's holding them back? Bankrate chief financial analyst Greg McBride says
insufficient income, 56% pointed to that. High home prices, 47%.
The survey found 7 in 10 Americans are willing to take steps to find affordable housing, most commonly by downsizing. But with high prices right now, less space might not proportionally reduce cost. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An Oklahoma mom is back home, but her husband is still behind bars in Turks and Caicos, facing years in prison. Valerie Watson was able to fly home, but Ryan Watson is under arrest after bullets were found in their luggage. They say the ammo was left over from a hunting trip. It's a serious offense on the island. He could face 12 years behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed 3 of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention Park Falls Water Utility customers. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd. Please be advised that you will experience discolored water, low water pressure, or you may even temporarily be without water. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause anyone. Thank you for your cooperation. Again, Again, this will be occurring Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right. Get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled it within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays, Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots has, killed us tonight.
Game three is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, baseball yesterday, Lakeland beats Tomahawk 10-0. You heard it here. Athens edges Phillips 10-6 in Merriwood North action yesterday. Prentice edging Shawamigan baseball 7-6. Prentice wins it. Ashland a winner as they top Cumberland 11-6. It was Winter Birchwood winning over Clear Lake 7-0. Rib Lake a winner over Abbotsford. Colby in baseball 6-4. Rib Lake wins it. Rhinelander, they fall to Medford 7-1. And it was Tomahawk. They fell in their game 13-8. Holman defeats Tomahawk. Softball action. Shawamigan topping Prentice 26-8. Athens was a winner over Phillips 21-3. It was Cumberland a winner over the Ashland softball team 24-4. And Tomahawk beating the Rhinelander softball team 12-1. Girls soccer. Lakeland over Pines 3-1. We've got local action coming up tomorrow. It'll be Phillips Prentice. It will be Shawamigan Prentice baseball actually tomorrow, and that'll be from Armstrong Field. We'll have it for you tomorrow. First pitch, 4:45 right here, and as always, on the Civic Media app.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
I thought yoga was easy. I went out and I bought a yoga videotape. About the beginner's yoga tape. I couldn't do anything on a whole hour. Nothing. Just fast forwarding. Up. Oh, can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. I know I can't do that. This woman, like in a soothing voice, simply take the bottom of your right foot and place it on the small of your back. Now take your left leg. Throw it over the back of your neck like a scarf. And breathe. They had a thing called the relaxation pose, which I couldn't even do. What kind of shape am I in? I can't relax. I couldn't do it. Kneel down on the floor with your toes pointed back behind you. Sit down on your heels. And relax. I can hear my feet bones cracking. Relax. If she really wanted me to relax, she should say, go get your favorite pillow. Curl up on the couch. Throw this tape away.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been waiting at the convenience. Yeah.
to me like molasses, flowing sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer, your sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time.
Man, the list goes on. them problems. It's about that time we get to working on.
Dylan Carmichael, a country song about drinking. Hang on, I've been keeping track here. That's now 4,723. All right, that's called Drinking Bro. Just saying. 26 minutes after 7. How you doing? It's a Wednesday. It's the 24th of April. If it's the year, it's the year 2024. I know. Still, some of us are pinching ourselves saying, what happened here? We're almost a quarter of the way now through the 21st century. Could be a beautiful day today. Not crazy warm, 54, but the fact that the wind isn't going to be blowing, and the wind will be very light. Temperatures, again, 54, 55, and a dry day. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. It'll be a good day. Temperatures are going to warm up, and no rain forecasted till the weekend now. We're going to see temperatures, again, 55, 54, right around that range today, 62 tomorrow, 58 on Friday, with little if any chance of rain right through Friday. But then we're going to make up for that over the weekend. Chance of rain is almost at 100% for Saturday and Sunday, with temperatures 67 on Saturday, and then 49 is all for Sunday. So Saturday definitely has the potential to be the better of the 2 days. With that warmer temperature. We're getting out there. We're getting moving. We're thinking fishing. Some of you are turkey hunting. Well, Bader Sports Center is the place to go when you got a little time in between all that. You go on in, you mill around and have a little fun at Bader Sports Center. What a great gift it makes for someone celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or something like that. Is a gift certificate to Bader's. Let them go in and pick out what they want. Bader Sports Center. They're right on Highway 13. And they are located in Phillips, Wisconsin, right by the Pick and Save. All right, Reality Radio comes up after 8. We've got some local guests lined up. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we'll get Rachel Casey in here from the Embrace Shelter to talk a little bit about the services that Embrace offers. So she'll join us. Kelly Meredith will join us from Fanatical Fish. She's got her yearly lineup of fun events going on this summer that we'll talk about. And folks from over at the Cable Museum are going to join us. They have some special events coming up, too. And a new feature called Dust It Off. I was going through some of our cabinets yesterday and pulling out some, pulling out and throwing away stuff. And I stumbled across all kinds of CDs, cassettes from local regional artists. And we're going to play one that's from... Maybe there's a lot of talented musicians in the area, but this guy is one of the most talented that I had ever run across. So we'll talk about that. And plus, the fact that my name is actually on the insert and the credits of the CD itself, of course, makes me want to play it too. So we'll feature that Dust It Off coming up during Reality Radio this morning. Well, the Bucks, we kind of figured Game 2... is always that game, especially when you win Game 1 at home. The other team is coming for you in Game 2, and they're going to make it a physical, rough match. They want to do anything they can to win that game, and Indiana did it, and they hung on. Well, it was like a four-point game at one point, I think, in the fourth quarter, was it? But then it turned into a blowout. So, you know, the Bucks just find a way to get through this series and win it somehow, whether it's 7 or whatever. And if you get Dame and Middleton healthy on the other side and get Giannis back, then you got a shot. You got a shot to get to Boston. And then then what? But tough loss last night. But Indiana, you kind of saw that coming, I think. The Bucks' next game will be on Friday and then Sunday, I believe. Yeah, Friday is an early game. Kind of a weird game time. A 4:30 tap of that game on Friday afternoon in Indiana, because they're setting themselves up for a triple header on TNT or whatever network they're doing that stuff on. So that's what's going on with the Bucks. Brewers are stumbling a little bit. They lost to the Pirates yesterday early in the season. Hard to get real excited about that. I don't know if you knew this, but Sierra Pacific is hiring. They're hiring members for various shifts, flexible schedules, and great benefits. You can choose a 4 10-hour workday with optional overtime on Friday, possible overtime on Friday, and then 3 12-hour shifts on the weekend if you want that. That's pretty nice, too. Enjoy competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Sierra Pacific is helping the world see clearly. You can be a part of it. Apply in person at Sierra Pacific, Medford, Merrill, online, spi-ind.com/caregivers. That's spi-ind.com/caregivers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans also. All right. I saw Caitlin Clark signed a $28 million deal over 8 years. So that was the big news, that Caitlin Clark's not making much money in the WNBA. An insulting amount of money, actually. But then they announced that she's going to make six figures with Nike, which sounded good. But then they said 8 years, and that makes $3-4 million a year for Caitlin Clark, which for Nike, that's lunch. I mean, that's basically, that's not much, not much to them. Look who made it in. Austin's here.
Yeah, earlier than usual.
How you doing? Did you get lost early or what?
No, I was dropping my grandma off at a friend's place near Winoco because she's on a road trip to Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. She told me about that.
Yeah.
Paducah, Kentucky.
Go see the Quilt Museum.
The Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah, there's an expo going on for the next few days.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So you're not on your own, but you're kind of, you all right?
It's certainly going to be a little more quiet.
All right. Well, we got lunch today. We're having a birthday lunch today for me.
And absolutely, so, I'll be there.
All right. You say I got a nutrition up here. Grandma's gone. So 8 years, $28 million for Caitlin Clark. That's not a bad gig, but when you compare it to other superstars, that's not much. They're kind of waiting to see what the WNBA does ratings-wise this year. If it does well and the TV contracts get big, then the money's going to go up for the WNBA. They're not going to spend the money before it comes in. What else here? The Trump thing going on yesterday. I was reading the guy from one of the reporters was there just kind of writing lines. They can't broadcast or televise the Trump trial, but they can make comments on Twitter or whatever. And it was highly entertaining just following that. Just watching, just describing just the mannerisms of Trump and other people in the courtroom. You could sense the judge was getting very frustrated. And rightly so, probably. So that will continue today, the trial. It's unprecedented. I mean, I'm not saying this is Nixon, but this is the biggest thing as far as, if Nixon would not have resigned, he would have went to court. And I'm not saying this is not related at all or even comparable. The only parallel it is that we just have never had a president or ex-president go to court like this for a court case in the 240-50 years of our country. So it's to me, it's just intriguing to see how the whole process works. Just to we'll leave it for another time. If you want to hear politics, go to the Civic Media app. They're talking that on some of our other Civic stations, so we'll leave it.
Yeah, let's not get phone calls at 7:45 in the morning.
We'll leave it be at that. We'll do reality radio after 8 o'clock this morning. We have a brand new segment, Austin, that we're going to debut today. It's called Dust It Off. I've been going through the 98Q cabinets and pulling out some old music and CDs and stuff like that of times gone by, and we're going to play one today from a guy who is one of the most talented artists that I've ever seen and has passed away since. So we're going to feature one of his and a CD. Look at that. See that right there? The credits on the CD. Look at that. Yeah. Came up with the name of that.
Nice.
Came up with the name of that CD.
And I love how it just says, and other assistants.
Yes, I have my way of just providing other things, yes. Well, so we'll dust it off coming up, reality radio after 8 o'clock here this morning.
ABC News. News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid package that includes more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington.
Ukraine has suffered months of setbacks on the battlefield due to ammo and air defenses running low. Also in the bill, $26 billion to support Israel, along with humanitarian aid for Gaza, where Israel's war against Hamas continues and could soon escalate in the city of Rafah.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University today to talk with Jewish students. The Supreme Court today taking up one state abortion ban. Idaho prevents the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors have sued, though, saying they are afraid to offer emergency procedures to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try once again today to repeal the Supreme Court's decision upholding an 1860s abortion law. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man accused of killing and mutilating a 19-year-old college student in Milwaukee is pleading not guilty. Maxwell Anderson was in court Monday. He's charged in the death of Sharday Robinson. Her severed remains have been turning up around Milwaukee County since after police say the two went on a date on April 1st. Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are also getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Erin Veraldi is with the group Vote, Run, Lead. She recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about because that just didn't sit right with anybody in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local baseball yesterday, Shawamigan top Prentice 26-8. That was softball, I'm sorry. Shawamigan over Prentice 26-8 in softball. Athens defeating Phillips 21-3. You had Cumberland topping Ashland 24-4. And the Tomahawk softball team, they beat Rhinelander yesterday by a score of 12-1.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Your favorites.
Favorites.
Your classics. Classics.
Your country.
Country.
98 Q Country. Country.
We're off and running today with a swing by your Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. They got the coffee, the cappuccino, maybe a little beef jerky, bag of chips, whatever for lunch. Swing in, get in there, get out of there. Park Falls BP there, right in that same building next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. All right, Bucks lose last night. Brewers lost one last night. Bats have quieted down a little bit for them. Hopefully they'll get her going. Barbara Streisand turns 82 today. We'll check out some other local and celebrity birthdays at 8:30. If you got one, give us a call, 762-3221. Shirley MacLaine is 90 today. Today's Administrative Professionals Day. Used to be called Secretary's Day. Now, Administrative Professionals Day today. And did you see yesterday, $95 billion. Just take a moment, grab a pen at some point today and write down how many zeros that is. The Senate, you just kind of get a feeling that it just doesn't matter anymore. Millions, billions, trillions, you just print it up and let her go. But this aid package for Ukraine, and also attached to this Ukraine bill is the TikTok thing, the TikTok provision. I don't think TikTok's going to go away, but it's going to change, and they're hoping to revise something on that, but they've kind of, that's what they like to do in Washington. They like to take a $95 billion aid package, to help people who are suffering and save lives in this foreign package, and they like to attach on a TikTok addendum to that. It says, I know. So it looks like that's going to probably go through, and there'll be some repercussions, it sounds like, after that, as some of the Republicans aren't real happy about that. We'll get to Reality Radio, Dust It Off, a new segment. We're going to dust off some old classic stuff from some regional artists. We'll do that upcoming during Reality Radio. We'll get that going a little bit after 8 this morning.
Join the folks at Heindel Nimsgren Funeral and Cremation Services in Phillips for their upcoming Lunch and Learn. This seminar is about the benefits of planning ahead for funeral wishes. Along with your free meal, you'll receive your own information packet just for attending. The seminar will be held on Friday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to noon. Call to reserve your spot at 715-339-2313 at the Heindel Nimsgren Funeral Home located at 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips. Once again, that phone number is 715-339-2313. Seminars are also available in Tomahawk and Woodruff.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Smart Construction of Kennan does all residential and commercial construction and is a proud supporter and sponsor of the Logger United Sports Booster Club.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
California, I'm a Chris Christopherson, sunny morning, I'm a mom and dad.
running from believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of the back.